From John's Gospel, chapter 20. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stopped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Saying this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but did not know that it was Jesus, who said to her, "Woman, whom are you seeking? Why do you weep?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." It's the distinguishing feature of the Christian faith. Most major religions emerged at roughly the same time in roughly the same part of the world, and yet it is this moment, this resurrection appearance of Jesus to Mary Magdalene and the other disciples, that sets Christianity apart. And Mary henceforth says what we all seek to proclaim: "I have seen the Lord, he's risen." And she's luckier than most because she saw the Lord on that first Easter. How do we see the Lord? We were talking about the way people practice their faith with my students this week. And we talked about religious rituals, among other things. Easter is the end of the liturgical season of Lent, and we ritualize in some ways, to varying degrees, our celebration of or commemoration of Lent. People give up things for Lent as a way of buying into or experiencing the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. And I asked my students how many of them had done that, had given up something for Lent, and about half of them had. And I told them, and some were surprised to know, and you may be as well, that technically, from a liturgical or theological point of view, that 6 week or so period of Lent that contains all of the days of the week, the Sundays in Lent don't count. That is, if you give up something for Lent, on the Sundays during the Lenten season, you don't have to give that up. And a lot of the students are going, "I wish you'd told us that about 6 weeks ago," you know. The reason for this is that liturgically and theologically, every Sunday of the year is an anniversary of Easter. So the Sundays are of the season of Lent, but not in, because they're anniversaries of the resurrection. Well, today is the anniversary of the anniversary of which all the other Sundays in the year are the anniversaries of. Could we get any more grammatically cumbersome than that? Easter is an anniversary of the moment where Mary Magdalene saw the Lord. And it's this notion of anniversary that has me thinking about how we also might, in our own way and in various ways, come to see the Lord as well. I think back to memories of days in our lives. Days in our lives that have given us special strength. Most of us who've experienced it can remember what it was like 15 minutes before our wedding ceremony. Those of us who've given birth to children or watched that happen will be able to remember exactly the moment at which our children's birthdays occurred. We celebrate the anniversaries of marriages and births and many other things. And we celebrate some of them very specifically, the 10th, the 25th, the 21st birthday, the 50th anniversary. And we celebrate in special ways such that we can draw strength from them. Mary Magdalene met Jesus on Easter morning, the first of Easters. And he rose from the dead and yet ascended back into heaven some 40 days later, presumably never to be seen again in the same way. But I suspect that 25, 30, 40 years later, perhaps, in the life of Mary Magdalene, when she was struggling with this or that, or in some way wondering how things could possibly be right again, she remembered back, "Oh yeah, there was that one moment when I saw the Lord." And so also, I think, metaphorically, we have moments in our lives from which we draw strength that sees us through. And we celebrate the anniversaries of those moments, sometimes in very special and particular ways. we see the Lord in our memory of anniversaries past. So also, in the moment, one of our most enduring family traditions is our Easter meal. And the details are less important than the idea that this is what our family does to celebrate this particular event every single year. All of us have a favorite meal, perhaps, that people in our lives either prepare for us on our birthdays or take us someplace where we'd like to go. The birthday person gets to pick. And in that moment, we create new memories and new ways of celebrating what we're all about. They become like anchors to the experience of what is good in each life. At church, we have special music. There are churches this morning that have much larger choirs than ours that will be singing the Hallelujah chorus. And yet, perhaps we'll hear that music or the next time we hear it again. It's a kind of experience of the holy when we remember that this is our day. I was reading a biography of Mozart not too terribly long ago and realized that Mozart and I share the same birthday. Hey, wait a minute, that's cool. I know that date. And on your birthday or on your anniversary, you may be driving through town and, you know, maybe the moment is lost on you until you see the sign on the bank, today is, and that, hey, that's my day. And it begins to recreate the experience of having a blessing. We see the Lord. In the memory of anniversaries past, we also see the Lord in the anniversary that is now, our next birthday, our next anniversary. This morning is Easter Sunday. We draw strength from that, and it becomes a part of what we will share in Easter's yet to be. Somebody at some point will tell the story of Logan getting an egg cracked on his head in the middle of church on Easter Sunday. What he probably doesn't know is that his uncle, many years ago, his uncle Jason, got an egg cracked on his head without benefit of the plastic bag. One of those family stories that, again, from which we draw strength. So also, we look ahead. An odd metaphor for this next idea. I was in the grocery store about a week ago, and I heard it before I saw it. The sound of bread being sliced, done by machine. It took me back 50 plus years ago when I was sent on an errand to the bakery four blocks or so away to get a loaf of white bread and make sure they slice it for you. And you can close your eyes, can you not, and hear the oscillating sound of a bread slicer. Well, last week they were using the same bread slicer. The technology on how to slice a loaf of bread has simply not changed in probably 75 years. And we've even created a metaphor. Well, that's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, it's amazing to hear the sound and I find it oddly reassuring that we're still slicing bread the same way we did 75 years ago. In that same period of time, we've gone from the party line to the iPhone, but we have not improved on the bread slicer. There are some things that we can count on, and I find that reassuring. Next spring, on the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the first day of spring, we will celebrate Easter again. That's how they figure when Easter is. The vernal equinox occurs, and then a full moon happens, and then the next Sunday is Easter. That's why Easter varies anywhere from about March 21st to April 15th. But in that variation or so, we can count on the fact that spring will come, the moon will rise, and Easter will be. When I was learning to do this some 30 years ago, I was attending my preaching class, and we had a wise preaching professor and a bunch of us neophytes practicing on each other. We'd have to give a sermon and then be critiqued, which was not fun. One of my colleagues, my fellow students, preached what I thought was a pretty inspiring little sermon, and the professor looked at him and said, well, that was all very nice, but it could have been preached in a mosque. In so saying, he implied that the experience of worship in the Christian tradition, absent a discussion of the resurrection, is really not a sermon. And so, that is why, again, this anniversary of Mary Magdalene's anniversary with Jesus, and every Sunday hence, we can count on hearing again the story that we were worth bleeding and dying for. And that becomes something that we can count on as we look into the future. That we will see the Lord again. Not just ultimately, but as the Sundays progress, as the moments occur where we find strength we didn't know we had, where we experience a blessing we didn't foresee, when we're experiencing a difficulty we can't imagine we'll get through. The next Sunday will be the anniversary of Jesus' resurrection, and the message will come loud and clear once more. You were worth it. This again is the anniversary of the anniversary of all the anniversaries. So, happy anniversary. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.